Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. Today I want to talk about how the truth of who you think you are right now in this moment is actually quite possibly and quite likely merely an illusion. So I've had these big realizations in the past few days about myself and my truth that I kind of want to share. And these are quite personal things, so we'll see how we go. So the first thing is, actually, I'll tell you in my book. Oh, hang on, sorry. Let's get out of the water a bit. So in my book, my audio book that I'm recording, Memoir of a Mediocre Life, which you can find at carlynimmo.com/book and get the chapters released, or get the chapters, access to the chapters as they're recorded and edited. There's about 10 or 11 sitting there right now with more to come this week. It opens with this story about my truth. And to cut a really long story short, it's not really a long story, but essentially I believed that I was a chronic bedwetter. All of my life I've had this story about how I was a burden as a child because I wet the bed every night and I was like a disappointment to my mum. My poor mum had to get up and change the bed again and again every night in the middle of the night because I was a bedwetter. And I have memories of my mum giving me like these mint tablets to stop me wetting the bed and, you know, just waking up feeling ashamed. And so last November I went home and my mum, and I talked to my mum about how I was a chronic bedwetter, and she was like, "What? I don't remember that. I reckon you probably wet the bed half a dozen times your entire childhood. You certainly weren't like a chronic bedwetter." And it raised this question in me. If I've been living that as my truth and it isn't actually true, what else have I been telling myself? Our truth is always subject to change. It's like if you go back and listen to some of my early free flows and even some of the early interviews, the beliefs that I share there aren't necessarily what I believe to be true now. I'm constantly learning and evolving. And it always seems that these big shifting truths or the lies I've told myself are revealed when my parents come up, I guess because most of who we are is formed during our childhood. The stories about who we are is formed then. And the parts of us are formed in childhood, like our inner critic and our perfectionist. So mum and dad came up to visit, and they're here at the moment. And I was talking about my anxiety. And hello. And dad, I'd always attributed it to my mum. Hey. My mum is a chronic worrier. You know, she's always looking out to make sure everyone's safe and happy. And I had put down my anxiety down to her, like it was passed on from me. And also a lot of beliefs that I have around my mum. Actually, this weekend it was highlighted that perhaps it wasn't her. You know, I had always said that, not always, but I've had this story that mum didn't want me to be too loud, so she would ask me not to raise my hand. But actually, now I'm seeing that that is bullshit, which is mind-blowing to me because it's been a story I've had for like 41 years. My mum is actually someone who raises her hand and jumps in, often much to my dad's discomfort. And right now, I guess I question if that's even real. So my life I've spent thinking that my mum was the anxious one, when it's actually, from my dad's point of view, him that's the anxious one. He was an anxious child. So I share this to highlight that, yeah, these stories that we're telling us about the fabric of who we are is often sometimes not at all true. Or we've warped it to see it from a different angle. So here's a big one for you. Last night I was on a call with Kelly Brown, Paula Ivey, and another incredible woman, Tracy Kay. And I was talking about how I have issues with intimacy. How I'm like almost the opposite to other people. Like I feel quite safe. Bill, come on. Come on. I feel quite safe and normal kind of speaking openly and vulnerably about myself. Well, and, you know, sharing my innermost secrets. But then in a more intimate setting where it's one-on-one, sometimes I find it more difficult to be myself. So I don't have a problem being myself in front of people I don't know, but often I feel like I have a tough time being all of me around the people closest to me. Like Miko, or my parents, or my brothers. So I kind of hide these aspects of myself, and I've labelled it as problems with intimacy. Like I'm okay being seen by hundreds, but being seen on a one-to-one intimate level, truly being seen, I feel like I have shied away from. And if you've read Amanda Palmer's book, The Art of Asking, I feel like we have that in common. Like she has no problem standing in, you know, Times Square or wherever, dressed as a 6-foot bride, doing street performance and, you know, and asking for help. So like traveling the world, crowd surfing on strangers' couches, but really struggles to ask for help from the people the closest to her. It's safer to ask the broader audience because the rejection doesn't hurt so much as when it's really intimate and close. And while we were having this conversation, someone had mentioned that they actually feel like we are sharing an intimate space. Like whenever I'm talking, they feel that there's a level of intimacy. So perhaps I don't have an issue with intimacy. And I reflected upon this and I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't think I do have a problem with intimacy. And they had suggested that perhaps it actually wasn't my own fear that I was tapping into, but instead the people closest to me. Because it's not in all situations I feel I have a problem with intimacy. It's in certain situations. So essentially what it raised was maybe the shame that I feel around myself, around certain people, is actually not even my shame. Perhaps it's not even my intimacy issues that are the problem here. Perhaps I'm picking up on others' uncomfortableness with how intimate I can be. And reflecting back upon that throughout my life, it does certainly seem to be the case. I never had an issue with intimacy until I learned from others that there was a problem. That I was too much. That I was too intense. And so, in relationships with men, I've hidden those aspects of myself, not because necessarily of the person that I'm with at the time, but because of the messaging I've received around what is too much. And then I've adjusted myself to fit into that image of what I've had reflected back to me as acceptable. And then I've shamed myself for those other parts. So you can see today's episode is quite a vulnerable one for me because this is deep shit. And I feel like some people struggle with this on a broader level, right? So I don't necessarily struggle with the vulnerability when it comes to sharing myself with the world, right? So some people are really afraid of being vulnerable publicly. So they don't want to share of themselves in a public, public setting like Facebook. You know, they need to protect themselves. And for me, it's kind of the opposite. I've needed to protect myself in, not from the world at large, but from the people closest to me who have the greatest potential to break my heart. So we all protect ourselves in different ways based on a set of stories that guide our behavior, that guide the way we show up in the world. But all of them are steeped in a set of beliefs, a set of stories that are not our truth. And I wanted to really share this today, to highlight that who you think you are, and likely more importantly, who you think you are not, is actually not, quite possibly, not true. Instead, who you really are is something different altogether. And I want to invite you to look at the stories you have around the ways in which you're broken, in your perceived limitations, in the stories you have around being too much, around not being enough. And really question their validity. Because it's entirely possible that you are everything you want to be already. It's entirely possible that there's nothing at all wrong with you. It's entirely possible that you're not broken and you don't require fixing. It's entirely possible that you are whole. In fact, it's not entirely possible. It's true. It's the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Anyway, deep, intimate one today. I want to invite you again to join me on my book journey by going to carlynimmo.com/book. As I mentioned, you'll get each chapter of Memoir of a Mediocre Life as it's recorded in via a private podcast and a Facebook group where we can have discussions about the content. And it's only $16.50, including GST, Australian. I hope to see you in that community. It's a lot of fun. And if not, join the Show Up Speak Up community. It's free and it is full of fucking rad people. So if you're looking to expand into the, you know, a bigger version of yourself or a more truthful version of yourself, and you're wanting to stretch your mind into, you know, into the fact that there's other possibilities outside of this current paradigm within which you operate, then I'd love to see you as part of that community. It's kind of like, I've been calling it kind of like, you know, this podcast, it's like spirituality for fallible humans. We don't need to be any different. It's like about self-acceptance and self-expression. So if that sounds like a fun journey and you are in the world of Facebook, feel free to join that. It's Show Up Speak Up. It's a free group. And I go in live there once or twice a week. There's a really amazing community as part around that. And then finally, Instagram. I'm having lots of fun there. So if you want to join me on Instagram, it's Carlosophies. All right. Well, that's it from me today. Until next time, peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.